Time for the Nissan Keys to the Game. We're in the office of General Manager John Robinson as the team gets ready to head to Miami to take on the Dolphins. One of the focuses throughout the week of the offense has been improving third down conversion rates, particularly in order to stay on the field and make more things happen in the first half of game.
Yeah, no question. I think that, you know, being able to sustain drives, being able to make plays on third down certainly gives us a better chance to put points on the board early in the game, but it also gives our defense a chance to stay off the field, to rest up so that when, you know, the second half rolls around, they're fresh and ready to go.
Point two is really straight off point one, and that is be in a position to be able to stay with your running game and be who you are.
We try to be multiple and do a lot of different things, but I think, 32 teams around this league, they want to start with the run. That's the foundation of every offense, to be able to run the football, control the clock, keep your defense off the field. So that's a very important part of our offense as well, and we need to be able to do that.
Another week for the Titans defense, another great running back on the other side. Controlling Jay Ajayi, big deal for the Titan defense.
Good football player, you know, out of Boise State. I remember him a couple years ago when he came out. Really good size. He's got really good feet in traffic. As we say, he can pick and slide through the defense and get yards. He's strong on contact. He can pull through tacklers, and he catches the ball well. So certainly got another guy that we've got to mount up against to try to stop.
One of the messages this week that has been very key to the defenders is don't try to do too much. What's the coaching staff trying to say with that message?
Really just do your job. You know, execute the technique that we coach, play what you're responsible for, lock in on your keys, and go out and execute. Don't try to make a play that is really not being asked of you within the defensive call. Just go out and execute your responsibility. You know, trust the other 10 guys that are on the field with you to do their job, and we should be successful.
Keys for the Titans to improve their red zone defense.
I think it's, you know, it's kind of like we just talked about. It's doing your job. It's being alert for something that the offense may not do and getting us in the right defense, maybe adjusting the call, making sure we have a favorable matchup defensively so that we can try to stop the play. And then once the whistle snap, it's, you know, 100% effort, fly to the ball and try to get it stopped.
You have veteran kickers. Miami has new kickers. Return game, always a big deal. Coverage units, everything. Winning special teams a key to this week's game with Miami for those reasons?
Yeah, no question. You know, they've got an explosive returner down there with Grant. You know, he got us last year. He's fast. He's tough to tackle. He's very shifty. You know, so we've got to do a good job of containing him. And, you know, we've got to execute on special teams. When we try to pin somebody deep and try to gain a field position advantage, we've got to do a good job of covering the kicks, maintaining our coverage lanes, and tackling.
Finally, John, it just seems like all of these keys and the message all week to the Titans is let's get back to being the Titans. Let's do what we do and play like ourselves.
I think it's consistency. That's been a common word around here is, our first three games, even though we came up a little short in the Oakland game, we played, you know, some consistent football and just came up a play or two short. And then in our two wins, we played sound, steady, solid, consistent football. Let's get back to that. You know, let's not hit the panic button. Let's get back to who we are, do what we're capable of doing, have a good week of practice, and go down and execute.
He's Titans General Manager John Robinson, and those are the Nissan keys to the game at Miami.